It's time again for our regular Vocalize slot here on RNIB Connect Radio, all about accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people. And I'm joined once again by Jess Beale from Vocalize to share some of the upcoming accessible events that have been highlighted in their weekly email newsletter. Hello Jess, how are you?
Hi Toby, I'm good, thank you. I'm enjoying all the events that we've got going on at the moment.
Yes, it all looks very exciting, Jess. We're going to start with a trip to Venice with an audio described tour of the architecture installations at this year's Venice Architecture Biennale.
Yes, sadly we're not actually going to Venice. But as you say, we're very excited. We've just launched this new audio description guide, the Venice Biennale and the British Pavilion exhibition. So the exhibition is the Garden of Privatised Delights. And as I say, it's a descriptive guide. So you can listen to it all in one track, which will take about 35 minutes, or there's 12 individual tracks to download and find out all about the exhibition and the different installations that's there. And it's all taking a look at different ways of thinking of how we can use the spaces around us to have greater social well-being, really. So looking at, you know, how we use garden spaces within towns, when we go to the pub, how it can be used other than just as a place to have a drink. So yeah, it's really exciting. There's, as I said, there's lots to find out all about the exhibition there from the Venice Architecture Exhibition. And for those maybe lucky enough who can go to Venice, then you could see it in real life as well.
Sounds all very exciting. Now we have a virtual reality experience with, I think, adult children, and it's in a digital version of the Donmar Warehouse Auditorium.
Yes, I think this sounds really exciting. So yes, it's a virtual reality experience and with audio description. So you will be given headsets and headphones to experience this on. It's set in the Donmar, as if you were there. Sadly, not actually there. It's at 26 Leek Street in London. And you can go and see this with audio description between Wednesday the 6th and Sunday the 17th of October. And it's from 11 o'clock until 9 o'clock in the evening. So lots of time to go and see it. And tickets cost £15 for this. And it's basically charting our experiences during the time of social distances and looking at the fragility of different relationships between families, theatre goers, and all our relationships that we've experienced. So yeah, very sort of poignant reminder of the times we've just come through.
We now have another online show with Can I Live, all about the climate catastrophe.
Yeah, this online performance, so it's available to watch from Monday the 4th to Sunday the 10th of October. It's an online performance, but it's going to be available to buy from different venues across the UK. So this first one is from the Bristol Old Vic. And then the tour will continue throughout October and November. And there's different venues where you can purchase the recording from. So from Bristol, Cambridge, London, Poole, a whole variety of different venues. And the play itself is from a Black British male's perspective, Finty Balogun, and asking us all to think about the climate crisis and how, you know, using a whole mixture of storytelling, hip hop, animation, and also scientific facts, and how we can all work together to create a much more hopeful sense of future around the climate.
Now we have a trilogy of shows at the Kiln Theatre in London.
Yes, the NW trilogy on the 7th of October at 7:30 p.m. audio described at the Kiln Theatre, and there's also a touch tour at 6 o'clock. And the tickets for this one are £15. And yes, it's a trilogy, so it's involving three stories all on the same evening, celebrating some important people within the North London area. So celebration of their lives and a very uplifting performance.
We now move to the Marlowe Theatre in Canterbury with Tennessee Williams' Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Yeah, this one is audio described on Saturday the 9th of October for a matinee at 2:30 p.m. The tickets for this start from £15, and your audio describer for the performance is going to be Kate Taylor Davis. So yeah, this is a new revival of the masterpiece from Tennessee Williams. And again, quite a timely piece. It's looking at how we are all striving to be free in a society. So again, something that we've all been trying to do over the last year. And yeah, re-looking at this through Tennessee Williams Classic. So yeah, definitely well worth the trip down to Canterbury.
Jess, we're going to finish with an outdoor event in Ilford.
Yes, well, let's hope that it's still good weather for Saturday the 16th of October. And this is at the Ken Aston Square in Ilford. And there's two chances to see the show, either at 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock. And it's called On Edge. And this is a really exciting mix of theatre and also parkour athletics, some free running movements. And it's a really interesting and exciting look. It's all about how, you know, slavery sort of hidden within our communities, particularly looking at through the construction industry. It's an outdoor event in Ilford on the 16th of October, and this is the final one in the tour. They've been going for many different venues and ending up in Ilford in October. And this one has got pre-recorded audio description for the performance, but it all fits in nicely around the show, so it doesn't interrupt your enjoyment of what's going on the stage.
Well, I hope the weather stays good for that one. Jess, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about, sign up to the Vocalise email newsletter or just find out more about Vocalise. Where can they go to find out more?
Well, the best place is to head to our website, www.vocalise.co.uk, where you can get the full versions of the What's On and online weekly guides. There's also the What's On section where you can go down and see all the different shows and events, whether you're into the theatre, museum, all sorts of heritage. Head to the website. There's also our social media, the Facebook and Twitter pages, which are at VocaliseAD. And of course, you can always email us, which is our email inquiries@vocalise.co.uk.
Well, thank you, as always, Jess Beale from Vocalise, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Davey.